Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I discovered recently that I might be suffering from illusionism. The fact that I believe in a reality beyond my senses, and therefore that life after death exists, is probably quite a giveaway. In this case, though, the phrase refers more to the wrestling that goes on where physics, philosophy, and neuroscience converge. They say to us that there is no such thing as free will. The idea is that we think we personally, consciously choose our behavior. But this, or so the view goes, is an existential fraud, an illusion. Because behind the choice are brain activities and circumstances. For example, physical activities, the level of chemicals in us, even maybe tumors and so on, of which we are not aware which govern our behavior. The theory suggests to me that we are going along for the ride in a body that is responding to the environment, and we think we are in charge, hence no free will. If this is true, then morality and ideas of good or bad go out the window, as does being responsible for our behavior. Nevertheless, we deplore abuse, but recognize less culpability if the perpetrator was abused in childhood. We think the perpetrator both wrong in behavior, but also a victim. How much free will is evident here? I remember my mother saying to me often as a child, "It is not what you mean to do, it is what you do that counts." Broadly speaking, that is true, but intentions are not insignificant. In the age of soundbite aphorisms, I have often said that the two things parents really need to do for their children, given that they should feed, water, and house their children and don't beat them up, that's part of my givens, is that, one, they teach them accountability, they are responsible for their actions, and two, they affirm and say and affirm and say constantly that they love them, because this love is not determined by the children's behavior, but exists because of their being, because the children exist, and it is always a gift, freely given. And so for me, how my environment or my circumstance or my health or even the neuroscience of my body impacts me cannot be the controller of me, though they can severely impact me. But I choose to say that I will try to be aware of and responsible for all my thoughts, words, and deeds. Why? Because I have heard the story of a God who was free to do whatever he wished, but wanted to rescue me, and did so, ultimately, through crucifixion. His free will meant his sacrifice, and gave me my identity, and now I seek, believe, act, choosing my thoughts, words, and deeds, or recognizing, repenting, what I have done. I have free will in this world, in my behavior, because my crucified God showed me that the biggest trap that binds me, entraps me, is my sin, and not my glands or neuroscience. What the world might call my illusionism, I'm choosing to call faith in the God who loves me, who died and rose again for us. And I'm choosing to be a disciple of Jesus, which is all about my behavior each day, and not just for an hour or two on Sunday. And I thank the Holy Spirit for freely staying with me to help me live this way. I do wish physics, philosophy, and neuroscience well, and look forward to what we might learn from them. But as far as the big picture of reality is concerned, then it is the story of a cross and an empty tomb that defines my reality. My God freely loves me, and you, and the world, and nothing beats that. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord God, that you have cleansed us from sin and saved us from the power of the enemy through the death and resurrection of your Son. Keep us drowning our sinful self by repenting day after day, and bring to life in us each day a new self to live with you forever. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.